Let's build an analysis then, one that we can follow more intentionally. We'll be using digital images for demonstration purposes. The process of creating these, though, is the cornerstone of the hand-to-brain pathway and not one to neglect. As a reminder, subjective analysis is just that, subjective. Other views could vary, though hopefully the major features will still stand out. You are not in your synoptic class anymore. You will not be graded down because you used a non-standard color, a solid instead of a dashed line, or the wrong style, color, or letter for a low. That you do it matters more than how, as long as you can distinguish your features when you're done. Some people may draw in pencil first and then go over in pen or marker. That's also a personal comfort choice. For those who do want some guidance or a starting point, you will find these in the next module in this series, How to Hand Analyze Maps.